Time for another Doc Talk here on Q92. And in the studios today, we have Kristen Wick joining us from Johnson Memorial Health Services. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. Wow. Nice to see you in person.
Yeah. We usually do this over the phone, don't we?
We do.
Well, welcome to the Q92 studios.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, what's our subject today, Kristen?
Today, we're going to talk about our golf tournament that's coming up July 14th.
All right. I love golf tournaments.
Yeah. You joined us last year in our golf tournament where we had kind of a month long to golf.
Yep. So COVID style.
Yeah, COVID style. But this year, we're back in person and we couldn't be more excited about it.
Okay.
So it's Wednesday, July 14th.
That's just in a couple weeks here.
I know it is. That's pretty cool. So we have shotguns start at 10:30. And if you can't start at 10:30, we have another jump-in available at 1:30.
Okay.
So we have a couple of options if you want to do 9 or 18 holes. You just turn in your best 9.
Okay. Your best 9.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. We'll get 2 chances at that then.
That's right. That's right. We're going to offer a free lunch. Sounds like we're making burgers on the grill again, so awesome. That'll be good.
Good.
And then we're going to have several prizes throughout the day, hole prizes, and then we're going to do a putting challenge.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love putting challenges.
Yeah, for a Blackstone griddle.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm going to have to start practicing my putting a little more then. I'm going for that grill.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah.
One of our committee members, Dean Solom, brought it up, and I didn't know that the griddle was so wildly popular. Yeah.
Both my sons have them, and they just absolutely love them.
Yeah.
They do everything on it. Breakfast.
I know. Now
a whole meal, you know.
Yeah. Now I kind of want one.
Yep. Well, you're going to have to beat me. You're going to have to practice your putting too then.
So. Well, I don't think I can enter.
Oh, okay. You can't.
And nor would I do well because I don't golf.
Okay.
I golfed in the Montevideo tournament a couple years ago, and I think it's bad when they're videotaping you trying to swing. Okay. To hit it off the tee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
No, it was my first time golfing. And
oh, wow.
Probably close to being my last
time.
I did golf in the tournament last year for the Golf for Your Health tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And I did better, but still not good golfer.
Okay.
No, well. I'm going to need to take lessons from someone.
Okay, good.
So our proceeds this year, we're benefiting the Dr. Moss Dawson Boyd Community Scholarship Program.
Okay.
Dr. Moss, throughout the years, has given away close to $70,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
For Dawson Boyd alumni and students pursuing a career in healthcare.
Okay.
So that's been exciting.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is. And then we're also going to be using it for a fundraiser for our providing dental health in the care center.
Oh.
So okay. Our plan is to put a dental office in the care center.
Wow.
We got a grant through Delta Dental of Minnesota and for $50,000. So we're purchasing the equipment, getting the room set up, and then we're going to offer it to our local dentists.
Okay.
So they can come in and use the space like we do with our outreach providers.
Good idea.
Yeah. COVID really shined a light
on a few things like
that. Oh my gosh, dental care, when you have a toothache and you can't leave the facility because of COVID, that just doesn't work.
Yeah, that's not right. No. Well, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. We're really excited about that. We're trying to raise the additional $30,000 that we need to complete the whole project. So, our fundraiser kicked off in May with a soft opening, we like to call it.
Okay.
But now you're going to start hearing a lot more about it and the importance of having the dental care.
Okay. So the residents don't have to go out. The dentist comes to them.
Correct.
And you provide the facility.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Good.
Yeah. So we're very excited about that project.
All right. If someone wants to put together a team, Kristen, how can they do that?
Well, you can sign up online at www.jmhsmn.org
/golf.
Yep.
Okay.
4-person teams. Like I said, 18 or 9.
Okay.
You turn in your best 9.
All right. You can do 18 if you want.
Yeah, you sure can.
All right.
And then we'll have early bird registration. So if you get your registration in by July 2nd, You get free drinks, a round of free drinks, and you're entered in to win a $50 Visa gift card.
Oh, great.
And then our prizes for the day is a $400 minimum for our first place prize.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That probably won't be Q92 golf team. So.
Well, I know it won't be mine. Okay. Luckily, I'll be actually there just helping out during the event.
Okay,
so
good.
Hopefully no one's videotaping me.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's good. You know, last year, the Q92 team won the best golf pose or something like that.
You guys were pictures. So funny. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We stuck a tee, had Lisa Kukemeister, who works for Johnson Memorial Health Services. She laid down on her back, and then we put a tee in her mouth and
yes.
put a golf ball there. And then we teed off, and D. Schomer and Chris Kukemeister, they were reacting to my tee shot off.
Kristen. Yeah, that was perfect.
Off, it
was
Lisa.
It was absolutely perfect.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, we're going to do some of that same stuff because people did enjoy that, like best golf pose.
Yep. One team put their Christmas sweaters on in the middle of summer.
That was awesome. Yeah. We'll do some fun stuff again.
Yep. Awesome.
Because not everyone is there to win it.
That's right. Not us. We're just out to have fun and help Johnson Memorial Health Services raise some funds. So,
yeah.
When is that again, Kristen?
It is Wednesday, July 14th.
Okay.
Again, shotgun start. Registration starts between 9:30, or starts at 9:30, I should say.
Okay.
And then we tee off at 10:30, and if that doesn't work for you, you can jump in at 1:30.
Okay. Anything else on the golf tournament that you want to mention, or we cover everything?
I think we covered everything. Okay. It's just going to be a great day for golf.
All right. Anything else we want to talk about on Doc Talk this morning?
We have some new outreach providers coming in.
Oh.
We said goodbye to Dr. UK, our urologist, and his wife, Dr. Karen Tanzik, who is our ENT specialist. Mm. They retired after 40-some years of service.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we're going to miss them.
Yep.
So, of course, we have to replace them so that we continue to offer those wonderful services at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And so we have with us Dr. Stephen Strinden. He comes with 43 years of experience, and he has actually been to our facility and actually kind of trained in with Dr. UK before his last day.
Nice.
Yeah, seems like a very nice fellow, very knowledgeable, 43 years of experience. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about him. And then our ENT services will be done by Dr. Martin Janning.
Okay.
So Dr. Janning is from, you may have heard his name before because he has the Janning ENT Center in Wilmer.
Okay.
And so he's been doing our sleep studies for us.
Okay.
And now he's going to take over our ENT program. So we're very excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Then we also have a new provider in outreach are with cataracts. So we've kind of been, we lost Dr. Bannon Bosch, and then we had another one fill in, and now we have someone who's going to meet all of our needs, who does a lot of cataracts. And that doctor is Dr. Curtis Luwagi. Many people have heard of him as well.
Yep,
have worked with him. One thing that's really cool.
In the Marshall area.
Yeah, Marshall area. Yep. One thing that's really cool is that you can ask your optometrist to have your cataract surgery's done it wherever you want.
Yep.
And so I think a lot of people don't understand. We have people who are driving out of town when you don't have to. You can have those services done locally in Dawson. Yep. So we're excited about the new changes happening in outreach and continue to offer those great services to our community.
All right. That sounds great. Good transitions there. People retiring and new people coming in. You got to like that.
Yeah. I mean, we both hope to retire someday.
That's
don't
right.
We?
Someday.
Not for a while.
No, not for a while.
Yeah.
All right, Kristen. Thanks for coming in the studio for once to see your smiling face instead of over the phone. So.
Well, it was fun. It was great to see you again.
All right. And don't forget to sign up for the Johnson Memorial Health Services Golf Tournament. It'll be Wednesday, July 14th. Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks, Paul.
Kristen Wick, the Marketing and Foundation Manager at Johnson Memorial Health Services.